USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukraine told the Kremlin no deal when it demanded that Ukrainians surrender the southern port city of Mariupol. The city has experienced relentless attacks from Russia, leaving civilians trapped in deteriorating conditions. Russia's offer of letting civilians leave and humanitarian aid enter was met with emphatic rejection. It's been about 6 months since the U.S. issued its first sanctions against Russia in hopes of weakening the Kremlin ahead of time. In an upcoming interview for CBS's 60 Minutes, Deputy National Security Advisor Dalip Singh, who crafted the sanctions, discussed what more can be done.
We can broaden our sanctions. So take the sanctions we've already applied, apply them to more targets, apply them to more sectors.
Singh is talking more banks and higher parts of the Russian economy, mostly oil and gas. The Dow closed lower on Wall Street. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pledged to decide cases without fear or favor while also thanking God and professing her love for the country and Constitution. It was part of her 12-minute opening statement to the Senate Judiciary Committee. While Democrats on the panel praised President Biden's nominee, Republicans like Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina showed that they are ready to ask pointed questions of her record.
I want to know about your judicial philosophy, because people on the left, the far extreme part of the left, believe that you are the best bet.
If confirmed, Brown Jackson will be the first black woman to sit on the Supreme Court, which will in turn have four women on the bench at the same time. Jacksboro, Texas, northwest of the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, has suffered significant damage as a possible tornado ripped through the town. Local media reports say the high school and the animal shelter was among the structures that were heavily hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
Two Pennsylvania state troopers are being remembered for their service to the community. 33-year-old Martin Mack III and 29-year-old Brandon Siska were in the southbound lanes of I-95 early Monday morning by the sports complex in South Philadelphia, assisting a civilian to safety when all three were struck by a car. Captain James Kim is with the Pennsylvania State Police.
Dispatch tried to attempt to contact the troopers, at which point they couldn't, and they sent backup. Upon arrival of the other troopers, there were some witnesses attempting CPR on the troopers on the left side of the road. At this point, they were pronounced deceased.
The name of the civilian is being withheld until family is notified. A suspect is in custody but has not been charged. Kim said the incident is being investigated as DUI-related. Some teachers in the Sunshine State could see some more money in their paychecks.
There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wellington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
And for USA Radio News in New York, I'm Kenneth Burns.